of know-it-all advice columnist.
Can I give you some advice?
Just one piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Welcome to Not-So-Nice Advice.
Hey, this is Chuck Nice. You got a problem, we got the answer, whether it works or not.
The worst piece of advice.
The worst advice.
Bad advice.
Here's what we do. We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
Is this bad advice?
Some of the worst advice.
Worst advice.
Hey, I am a professional comedian.
That's actually what makes this advice so insidious.
This is Not So Nice Advice with Chuck Nice.
I suppose it's good advice.
Jane's Addiction.
Oh.
Jane's Addiction.
What is? Caught stealing.
Yes.
Once when I was five.
Yes, sir.
And just giving.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
I knew you would know.
Come on.
Know?
Dude.
It's a great song.
And, oh,
and
excellent.
And that's like the.
Her couple albums were awesome.
And that's the worst, like, neighborhood dog ever. That. You know, that's real footage. That. That's a
pit? Was it a pit?
I don't know what. Yeah, I think it was a pit. Well, yeah. In the video, it was a pit, but yeah. I don't know if the dog on the recording is. But, like, that's her neighbor's dog that clearly she hates, you know. We have one here out back, and it's that dog.
Pit? Oh.
No, it's not a pit. It's just one of those. Hur, 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 hur. And then across the street, there's another one, but he's old, and so it's like.
My hip.
That dog has asthma.
And then, no, he's like, hoo, hoo. Sucking on the inhaler.
Nice.
You know? But I love that song. Been caught stealing once when I was five. And that's a lie. You stole. Well, that's the only time you got caught. You been caught stealing, Bill? Ever been caught stealing?
No.
Ever stole anything?
Yes.
Oh.
Bill, you got to move close to that microphone when you talk.
I got caught stealing it, and I wasn't even the one who stole it.
Oh, really?
I was a.
You were framed for stealing.
I was.
Get out of here.
Summer.
You're the.
I went to summer wrestling camp with a guy 2 years older than me.
You're the fugitive.
He was stealing. He was stealing shit, and he kept it in my bag.
Was he a one-armed man?
He was.
No arm man.
It was a
no-arm. One ball, I think.
Okay. And Lance Armstrong stole shit and blamed it on you.
Lance Armstrong. Yeah, he spun my blood.
I had these drugs.
And I went to return something to the thing, and she's like, "You didn't pay for that." I was like, "It's not mine." I got cuffed and dragged through Quincy Market in Boston. I had cuff marks on my wrists for a month. And they actually checked all the stuff I bought, and I bought all my shit, so
right.
Let me go.
Right.
I had a flight to catch. I was crying. I was like 14. I was like,
I got caught once in college, but I don't
LaMelo Ball when you're in China?
No, I don't. Yes, I don't consider it stealing. I don't consider it stealing. There was a place called Giant Eagle Market.
Giant Eagle Market.
Giant Eagle.
Are you stealing grapes?
Oh,
again?
I thought it was Giant Ego Markets.
No, wouldn't that be better? Welcome to Giant Ego Markets. You know you're not good enough to shop here. Giant Ego Markets. Our market is the best market ever. Thank you for shopping. Absolutely not thank you for shopping. As a matter of fact, we take it back. We don't thank you for shopping.
You're
lucky you're shopping.
Even
at
when you're
Giant
it, you're
Eagle
still stealing
market.
It.
This is the greatest store in the
it's
world.
It's the best market.
Huge.
Huge.
They have everything.
There's nothing better than this market. Guess what we have here? No collusion.
We have nukes. Hear that, Iran? Nukes. We're selling nukes.
We're selling nukes and cukes. Today's special at Giant Ego Market. Nukes and cukes.
And if you want to pickle those cukes, take some apple cider vinegar, some salt and pepper, and a little bit of sugar, and boil it.
Absolutely.
Come to a simmer, put it in a thing. And
there you go. And if you want some unprotected sex with that cucumber, I'm your man.
Vegetables can be really sensuous, don't you think?
Anyway, Giant Eagle Markets. So on the campus of University of Pittsburgh.
What's their name? What's the Pittsburgh?
It's called Oakland. That's the Oakland campus.
No, I'm saying what's
the
Panthers?
Team
name?
Panthers.
Panthers?
Okay. Pitt Panthers. So that was the call, too.
Of course it was.
Yeah, like during the games, you would hear that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
like a wildcat.
Yeah, that is kind of a, well, panther is a wildcat.
Oh, true.
Panther is a wildcat.
But they're not domesticated?
Okay. Yeah. Well. So anyway, that's a panther. That's a sex panther.
Sex panther!
Okay, we are just rambling. Let me finish this story. Giant Eagle Market. The cafeteria was the worst, okay? Like, after about a month, you were like, oh, my God, everything's on rotation. It's the same food. It's
every cafeteria ever.
You can find the same cut marks they did last time you go.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, I couldn't do it, man. So I was like, but I had no money. So I went into the Giant Eagle, and going into Giant Eagle, and you don't have any money. Like, I went in, I had enough money to buy Pop-Tarts, and that's what I went in to buy.
All right, okay? Jameis Winston.
But I'm in there, and it's like a wonderland. It's like a wonderland. And so I decide, oh, you know what I'm going to do? Because they had peanut butter and jelly at the cafeteria, but it was like generic, you know.
So the goober grape?
It was basically like, yeah, it was like grape jello. And it was... and it was like peanut flavored spread.
Ew. Did you say penis flavored spread?
Now you're just making me hungry.
It's a different kind of nut, isn't it?
Yes, there is. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. That's right, children. Pose. By the way, best show ever. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so I'm in the market and I decide I can't steal, but what I can do is go over to the plastic aisle and get some plastic knives. Go over to the peanut butter and jelly aisle, get some peanut butter, get some jelly, go get some bread. I'll make some sandwiches inside the store, eat them in the store. I haven't stolen anything. Because the definition of shoplifting is taking items and then removing them from the premises, which is why whenever you get caught for shoplifting, they never stop you in the store. They always wait till you're out of the store because you can always say, I was going to pay for this.
Right.
So I knew that, being that I was in college. This is the things. Knowledge is a dangerous thing. So I made the sandwiches in the aisle, and I sat down on the floor, and I ate them.
Well, you were obvious about it.
Yes, I was. I was hungry.
And what happened?
They arrested me.
Well, once it goes down your throat, it left the premises.
You basically, yeah. Basically.
I was like, did you take a shit in the store? Because then it didn't actually leave the store.
Wow, Bill. I love it. Bill, you think things through, don't you?
Again, college education, same thing.
Bill thinks things through. He was like, just leave what you took.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So they take you to the back, they photograph you and all that kind of stuff, but they don't actually arrest you. So, you know, because they can't. I mean, it's a college student thing. Everybody's stealing from the store.
Kick you out of school.
They could, but, you know, they don't want to go through all that.
It's like a stress program. They want to keep your money, tuition money.
Basically, what they want to do is they ban you from the store. And so then I was banned.
No Eagle Market for you.
And then they put your
2 years.
They put your face up.
They put your face up.
In the back of the store.
Oh.
And I only know this because as they were photographing me, there's a wall of students. And I was just like, I know that dude. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a professor. So, yeah, man.
It was just a bag of Skittles.
Only time I ever got caught stealing, you know?
So. Oh, that time with the grape? You stole the grape?
Well, that wasn't really caught. That was me. Yes, that's true. Yes. I did steal that grape.
Go find the grape episode.
It's
number 41.
Yeah, whatever that is, you guys should hear the grape story because it was pretty much a terrible story for me, and it was a really low point in my life, man. Like, when I look back at that time in my life, and I'm like, wow, I wanted to die. I look at all the crazy things I was
doing. Did you want to die?
I think I did because I was doing some really insane stuff. Okay, I was riding my motorcycle past like whatever the top speed of the motorcycle was with no helmet on I-95. This is before they had a no helmet law in Pennsylvania. I mean, like I was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I wanted to die, but I didn't want to commit suicide. Too cowardly to commit suicide.
You wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah, but if I went out in a blaze of glory, I would have maybe made the news or some shit for I don't know what I was going through, you know. Apparently, it was anxiety,
you think?
According to my therapist.
Wow.
So, Was that, what was that?
That was the motorcycle. Anxiety.
That was my motorcycle? What was that?
That was the anxiety.
That was anxiety. You know, that's kind of how anxiety feels, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's like, ever been an MRI machine?
I have been in an MRI
machine. The worst noises ever.
Well, yeah. And what's like, not the noise?
You want a nice grinding noise as you're going inside something.
Have you been an MRI machine?
Yeah.
Do you realize that even Bill's like light humor is dark? He's like, you want a nice grinding noise as they're feeding you through a tube. So funny. So anyway. Hey, let's get into our show, guys. This is Not So Nice Advice.
Are we recording this?
Yes, we're recording this. Why? Is this not worthy of recording? Is that what you're trying to say?
Probably at the end of the show, you'd be like, oh, this was just like a B-.
Yeah, well, the last show we did was a B-. If it was that, it was awful. This show is off to a good start, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Anyway, my name is Chuck Nice. I don't even know what you said.
I stole peanut butter and jelly.
Let's all say something we've stolen.
Yeah, what have you stolen, Bill? Now, before I jump, before I enter, let me introduce everybody. I'm Chuck Nice.
And that, Bill.
And that's all that counts. No, here we go. And of course, with us is Seth, the producer, and Bill, the assistant.
Hello.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Better known as Box Office Bill. And you know what we do here. You heard the open of the show. We read advice columns, blog. We tell you why they suck, and we give you the real answer. Okay, now let's get back to our conversation. What did you steal?
I mean, college, I stole a lot of stuff. I stole a lot of things from our mess hall, but then I like stole like, it was like,
some, yeah, that's not stealing.
No, but it was like just some because, really boring stuff from.
Let me just say this, and this is for any college student listening. Just because they have that stupid rule that you're not allowed to take shit out of the cafeteria, you paid for that. That's part of your tuition. That is not stealing, okay? You paid for that. You get to take whatever the hell you want out of that cafeteria.
I also stole
they tried to stop me from taking a bunch of fruit out of the cafeteria once. I told them, in my pants is a banana and my dick. Figure out which one is which. All right, go ahead.
I stole like a lot of silverware, and also I stole
silverware.
Yeah, like a lot. No, because there was one that were really hungover, needed food, in two different to-go boxes. I put a bunch of food, and then I'm like, we're gonna need utensils. I just took a handful, slammed them into the to-go thing, and I just
get next to the microphone. Babe.
And then a boring one from Walmart. I stole like hand cream once. But like
you stole hand cream from you needed to masturbate that bad that you stole hand cream from a Walmart.
Yeah, I almost did it in the store,
Did you actually do it in the store? Did you?
No.
Did you whack one out right there in front of right there in Home Goods?
No, but I saw it had a nice reflection, so I saw myself, so I'm like, I'm close. But
I just knee slapped. I can't believe it.
That was a knee slap.
That was a knee. I actually slapped my own knee, Bill. Look at you. Oh, God. Once in a while, Bill just comes out with a little gem, boy. I tell you, it's so good.
I got to tell you.
Hey, so anyway, let's get into our show.
Knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
Dear fellas, I am a 64-year-old widow who lost my husband 5.5 years ago. I became reacquainted with a former classmate at a high school reunion, and we started dating.
Oh, you look good there, Agnes. I tell you, you look good.
Chuck, they're only like 5 years older than you.
You know what, you son of a bitch.
And now the magic is gone.
You are right in that fucking club, so don't even try it.
True that, yo.
He says retaining his youth.
One night I let him stay over because he was going to church with me the next morning. Oh, yeah. I tell you, no, I'm at.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I just banged his widow.
Going to church with you means so much to me. He lives 45 minutes away.
Oh, boy.
My son drove by intentionally, saw his car, and confronted us in front of the church people while we were at church.
Oh.
So, in other words, the son drove by.
Dick move.
Saw that the dude had spent the night. And then confronted them at church. He walked up to my friend and said, well, how did you enjoy your sleepover at my mother's house last night? This was the first time
they had ever met.
Wow.
So there's the first meeting. He does this in front of the church people. Their bitterness towards each other ever since has escalated, and now my son has given me an ultimatum. Choose between his family or my friend. He has my only grandchildren. So the son has the grandkids, and of course, you know,
he's
as a grandma. He's a horrible, horrible son. But anyway, I am so depressed. I don't know what to do. I don't want my son dictating my life, but I want to see my grandchildren. They truly are the most important thing in my life. I could break up with my friend, but then my son would think he won. Any thoughts? Oh, signed, Mama's Boy. And the person writes back, this is a question or not a question of winning or losing. For your own sake, you must not allow him to tell you how to conduct your personal life. I would recommend family therapy for all of you if your self-righteous son would agree. Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Yeah. Terrible advice. Suck that advice, okay? Suck that advice because it's dick. All right? All I'm telling you, I know, that sounded weird, didn't it? I don't know what I was trying to say there.
Dick.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to say there. But in other words, this is the worst advice ever. And this advice sucks. Mm. You know what? So here's the deal.
This is piss you off. It's like, fucking asshole. Here's your mom's trying to get, like, she's 65 years old. She wants to get laid.
Right.
She's 65.
But here's the
Your dad's been dead for 5 years.
Here's the problem.
Get over it.
Here's the thing.
Douchebag.
This guy wants to bang his mom.
No.
Yeah.
Always go there.
Yes, my guy wants to bang his mom.
He's not over his whole dad being dead and he has issues.
Nah, he wants to bang his mom. That's all there was to it.
All right, listen, the easiest way to solve this.
No, this is Oedipal, man. This is Oedipal. This guy was jealous of his father. He's dead. He's glad his father's dead. He's glad.
Now I'll make my move.
That's what he's saying.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, maybe that's.
You got some issues, man.
Maybe that's my fantasy. Well, maybe I can't have a fantasy every now and then.
Well, your mom has passed, so I'm sorry.
That makes my fantasy even better.
Ew. Rigor mortis.
Oh, this is. Okay, my mom just died. This is too soon. I'm actually getting sad. Oh. Let's stop.
All right, Chuck down.
Trying to be as inappropriate as possible, and the only person I end up offending is me. I'm like doing this little bit, like, yeah, this will get him going, and then inside I'm like, I'm dying. Oh, mom, please, mom. Oh, God, let me stop. I got to get off this letter now. I totally fucked myself.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yeah, I do. I can't do it. I can't.
We're almost done.
I can't fucking do it, dude. I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. I'm about to cry. I just started thinking about
just
my mom.
Just cry. It's good.
That's good radio?
We're trying to make this shit work.
Sick fuck you. Okay. You want me to
cry?
And
it shows that we're not just insensitive pricks.
His dick is getting hard right now. His cock is getting hard right now. Thinking about me. Crying about my mom.
So there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this. They're talking about dicks getting hard while crying about dead moms. So this is just a terrific episode.
No, but seriously, she should just go to his house and see him on the side and just tell his son, you're right, son. Just placate him and just, you know, so she can still have a relationship with her grandkids and just go to his house and bang him there.
No, it's kind of wrong that this dude is doing this. First of all, I don't know
what she has to sit down with him and say, son, I love you. I love the family. Why are you doing this to
me? Yeah, that's a good thing to do, but first...
Yeah, I waited 5 years before I dated anyone. I loved your father more than anything, and you know that. I'm a 65-year-old woman. If I want to have a companion, I don't want to be lonely.
Right.
What's the problem? Why do you have a problem?
That is the first thing that has to be
done. Slap him in the face.
Try to
get in with his wife and, like, you know, get her on your side.
Mm-mm.
No?
Bad idea.
That's a bad idea. Yeah. Nah, what you want to do is this.
Kidnap the grandkids.
No, son. I suppose my happiness means nothing to you.
Oh, good one, Chuck.
There you go. That's how you handle this. I suppose my happiness means nothing to you. I'm lonely. Your father's dead. Companionship means a great deal to me. I'm not too far from death myself. I don't know if you know that. I'm 65. Let's say I live to be 90.
You want me to live alone and cry for your dad for 35 years?
Right. You know what I mean?
Dickhead.
So I believe that would be 25 years, though.
75, 85. Okay. I was thinking she's gonna live to 100.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, seriously. Also, there is a problem here, and you're right. The son hasn't gotten over his father's death because he feels like, and dude, you're a grown man with your own children. Like, you shouldn't be looking at your mom getting laid as you're not my real dad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're a grown man. You can't tell me what to do. You're just some dude putting his penis in my mother. Like,
son, you're 37. I'm cutting off your allowance.
I had a roommate in college who used to bust his balls. He's like, I used to tell him what to do. I just bust his balls. He's like, yeah. You can't tell me what to do. You're not my father. I was like, are you kidding me?
He used to actually say that?
He said that once, yeah.
Wow, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my father.
I was like 20 years old. Yeah. It's like, I should hope not.
Yeah, and actually, you don't know if I'm your father. That's what I would have said. Number one, you don't know if I'm your father.
Yeah,
number
ask your mom how my dick tastes.
Number two, son, you're a terrible disappointment.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The real deal
was,
is
you get the right answer, Chuck. That was good.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to go to this guy and tell him none of your business. Okay. I'm a grown woman. I could do whatever I want. I know your mother, and I know my grand. Number two, my happiness means nothing to you.
Right.
Really? You know. That's how you kick it to him. You know. I try to do that with my kids.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the older adult children try to be too protective of their parents. Like, you know, a little bit. I think maybe that's part of that too. Maybe he's trying to be protective of his mom.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, like this guy's going to take advantage of you by pounding your vagina into chopped meat.
She's like, well,
wait,
all
I'm
means,
sorry. Wait, I'm sure he's not thinking that.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. Please, by all means, take advantage. That's what she wants.
Yes, exactly.
God forbid.
And by the way, if you're 65 years old and you're a widow or a widower and you can well, shut up.
Agree.
When I see old people living alone, I'm like, that's going to be me. I'm going to die and I'm going to turn to liquid in the apartment. Like,
why are you going to be living alone?
Because nobody likes me. I mean, let's be honest.
She's going to, like, eventually she's going to
like,
leave.
My wife, I'm hoping that my wife will die before me.
What an asshole.
I know.
I'm telling her when she comes home, I'm telling her she said that.
No, here's the thing. Like, I just see myself, like, she leaves me eventually. Like,
through this much, she's going to stick it out.
She gets to a point where she realizes that I'm not worth it. She leaves me. My kids hate me. I'm alone, I'm miserable, I'm a curmudgeon, and I die alone, and somebody finds me like 3 weeks later, and I'm just a big, like, liquid mess.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I see my end of my life. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, right?
You gotta fire the therapist. They suck.
No, man, this is why.
He just opened the door, now we're seeing all the crazy
exactly,
come out.
Exactly, man. This is what this therapy is doing to me, man. It's bringing out all the terrible stuff in me,
he
man.
He had several years of locks and bolts that are now coming all undone, so we're just seeing all of the horrifying.
After years of therapy, Chuck, we realize you are an asshole and you should be alone.
Well, it's like opening the Ark of the Covenant. It's like, face melts off, and then he shuts it. So there's some things we need to work on.
I love when Bill does facial humor on the radio.
Yeah, I know. That's why he really did.
And scene. It's so good, though. I mean, if only you guys could see it. We don't have the cameras running. We got to start,
record, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to our next letter.
Doing your mom. You know we straight. Doing your mom.
Dear fellas, is it okay I have a friend and old?
All good. Actually, Chuck, it's okay for you too. When you get older,
you would have
alone,
two friends.
You could have a friend too, Chuck.
I have several friends I have.
I'm saying you won't be alone then.
Well, this is true. Well, most of my friends will probably die before me.
True, because you're so healthy.
I am very healthy, by the way.
I was at the gym today and I worked on my lactic acid.
Oh, shut up, bitch.
You've got a friend.
Anyway, I have a friend. An old school entitled Republican reprobate. Damn.
What?
Okay.
What?
An old school Republican entitled reprobate.
That's the name of the school?
No. In other words, his friend is a traditional old school entitled as in super privileged, Republican as in his party affiliation, reprobate as in refused by God and society.
What a scathing barb.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. That was Bill's Short Hills retort. Yeah. Oh, dear. What a scathing barb.
We would never let you in our mall.
No, without a doubt. Oh, get him over to Livingston Mall. Okay.
Curmudgeon.
I have a friend, an old school entitled Republican reprobate, who insists on bringing his morning junk mail to lunch and at dinner at the restaurant where we meet and asking our wait person to throw it out.
Okay, and next letter.
I think in this situation, wait, no.
Oh, there's more?
I think that he is treating them like a servant, not a server. Is it okay to bring trash to a restaurant and ask your server to throw it away? Or am I being too sensitive. Signed, Mr. Pink.
Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah. Oh, you got the reference. You don't get that reference? You got the reference?
Yeah, I was like,
I signed it, Mr. Pink. But remember Reservoir Dogs?
The whole thing with the check.
With the tipping. And he was I don't tip. It was, what's his name?
Buscemi?
Buscemi. Yeah. I don't tip. I don't believe in it. What do you mean you don't believe in it? I don't believe in it.
Come on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
Let me just get this straight. You don't ever tip, huh?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're just doing their job.
Hey, this girl was nice.
She was okay. I mean, she wasn't anything special.
What's special? Take you in the back and suck your dick?
You should tip, you piece of shit.
That's the answer to the question. He's like, does he tip better than 20%? Then he could give her whatever the fuck he wants.
And let me tell you, but if he's an old-school entitled Republican reprobate, you can make sure he's not tipping more than 20%.
I think that's a little racist of you.
I believe it is. However,
accurate, but
racist.
Have you been a waiter or bartender?
Yes, I have been both.
Who are the worst?
Worst
tippers?
Black people.
Well, second.
Women. They're friends.
Women.
And
I hate to say it. I'm telling you, I had women like talking me up and chatting with me with buddies, and leaving $2.
Before women and black people, the worst are consistently worse. Rich white people.
Yeah,
they tip 15% and nothing more, not a penny more.
Because
they tip 15%.
Just because I have money, don't think I have to give you more.
Right, and they tip 15% on the actual bill itself, not the bill plus tax, which most people they're like tax. I'm not tipping on tax. I didn't know what a tax.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, the worst are consistently worse.
Yeah.
So now you get some black people.
Celebrities too. Like now they can.
Nah, celebrities now tip very
Drew
well.
Drew Brees said he gets takeout and he feels like he has to leave a tip, otherwise he's gonna get reported on takeout.
He's saying
on takeout he's gonna leave a tip, otherwise they start reporting him at TMZ and shit.
Okay,
for sure.
Let's answer this. The person writes back. I think in a situation like this, people should ask themselves, am I treating someone like a servant or a server? Is this task that I'm asking them to do related to my meal? Or do I just enjoy giving orders? Who gives a shit? Here's what it comes down to.
Yeah, the person has to think about that. They stop, pause, you seem kind of space out for a bit. It's like, sir, sorry.
Next to the microphone, Bill.
Bill doesn't like to be on mic.
I know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, at least with the other one, when I was back here.
No, you're going too far.
Even when I was back there, it actually was still blowing it out, so I'm still getting used to the fact.
Just talking the mic.
I'm talking into it.
Don't yell at me, Bill.
Yes.
Stop trying to intimidate me with your karate.
All right, well, you two shut up. Here's the deal. When you tip, okay, first of all, tipping up front.
Who tips up front?
I know a lot of people who do.
Because it's like the old school Italian. Like, hey, take care of my table. There you go.
They call that a spacone. That's the guy who slips you a little something up front, and it's like,
take care of us.
Right, make sure this thing goes right.
We want the water glasses full at all times.
Let me tell you, this is a special night, okay? Here's what I want. 4 water glasses and lots of gabagool, okay?
And bring lots of bread. Lots of gabagool.
Exactly. So you tip up front, you can do whatever you want. If you're polite, you can ask a server to do anything. I've asked servers, hey, do me a favor, please.
Rub my balls.
Exactly. Okay, right. Now,
it was a strip club, so it was okay.
That's right.
In a light circular motion.
I was going to say clockwise. There you go.
Tick, 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 tick,
and by the way, you want 30% finger in the butt. Ooh. So, yeah.
Employees must wash hands before going back to work.
Not if I'm there. So anyway, here's the thing. I've asked the server to get me a cigarette. I've asked the server to please find me a phone. Find me a charger so I can charge my phone.
Oh, you're a pain in the ass.
I'm not. Let me tell you why.
I leave 25%.
sometimes I leave more than 25%.
I'm a high roller.
No. No, because one, I am a very good tipper. Anybody who's ever waited on me, let me tell you something.
You're demanding though. You need a lot of shit.
And guess what? They don't mind doing
it. Give me some coffee, some water, and some food.
Nobody minds doing it for me because I'm extremely pleasant.
Yes, you are.
That's really the key to dealing with servers. They are people. Treat them like people.
Nobody does.
And nobody does.
No.
Treat them like people, and guess what? They will love you.
Yeah.
Come in like...
Until they see the check and you leave them, you stiff them.
Well, and then they hate you no matter how polite you are.
Yes.
Okay? Nothing makes up for the tip.
No.
But you can, like I said, I ask servers to do all kinds of crazy stuff for me. They're more than happy to do it because I'm pleasant all the way through. And then I leave them a fuckwad of money. Okay?
What was this letter again? I'm just kidding. I think what the guy should do, because it's his friend, to bust his balls.
Cough up the buck, you prick. Go ahead.
I would just take. Every time he had the little junk mail, I would just grab it. It's like, I got it. I'll take care of it for you. I'll just take it. Just to bust his balls. Yeah.
Oh, that's
every
funny.
Time, I just take it. It's like, I got this,
hey,
man.
Let me take care of this for you.
I love recycling.
I'm in a waste management business.
And that's one of my hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
I like to recycle.
Look at you. You passive-aggressive prick, you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck him.
Damn.
That Republican.
Oh, man. By the way, now I got to watch Reservoir Dogs.
Me too. It's been a long time.
Or at least just the scene from the diner.
You big Quentin Tarantino fan?
Oh, God, yes.
His dialogue is the best.
It's unbelievable.
Inglourious Basterds was just on cable.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he does such a great
Brad
job.
Brad Pitt was good in that movie, too.
He does a great job of making it real.
Yeah.
So his dialogue is real. Like, you believe that the characters will say these things, you know?
But there's no wasted, there's no filler.
Yeah, you know, it's economy of words. It works. And then on top of that, it's funny. It's like his dialogue is
funny. Serious movies are funny.
Yeah, his serious movies are funny. Yeah. You know what they call a Big Mac in France?
Le Big Mac.
No, man. A Royale with cheese.
No, get the metric system. It's a quarter pounder. You call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
No, how the fuck should I know?
I take it from Reservoir Dogs, the one I still really like.
This bit's over. Man.
Shut up, Bill. How much did it make?
Like $23 million.
Did it make $23 million?
Yeah, like
what was the budget?
It was like $6 million.
Wow, $6 million.
All right, we'll
check you out on that. I'm sure you're right, though. Anyway, what's your best scene? Reservoir Dogs.
I still really like the scene where Tim Robbins is practicing his character, but he does it. It's like a really extended take where he's first practicing it in the apartment. Then you see him practicing it on like a dock, and you see him actually in the scene. He's doing like the same lines because he's trying to get down like his character's backstory. But because like it's like each take is like a 5 minute long take.
When they're on the roof.
It cuts like three different points where it's like first like he's getting the assignment, then it's on the roof, then it's.
Look how. Involved Bill's favorite scenes.
He's got a different kind of mind.
I liked
he does
it because
have
it was
a different.
Like,
but this is
a
what
beautiful
I.
Mind,
this
Bill.
Is Bill. You have a beautiful mind, Bill. Huh? You don't think
none
like
of you
other
are real.
People. But Bill's a fan of the process, not the movie.
Right.
No, I like the movie too. I really liked it, but that part just stood out.
He reminds me of the movie Ted with Mark Wahlberg, and they went through all the white trash girl names. I was amazed by how fast he was. He's like Amanda. But wait, blah, blah, yeah. He said like 100 names in a row. Tiffany, Amber.
That was digitally collapsed too.
You think?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It was good though.
Well, that one's easier to digital collapse because the other one, because Reservoir Dogs came out in 92, so it was harder to do the digital.
Cut and splice.
Yeah.
Somehow we turned a very good show into a boring piece of shit.
That's our take on Quentin Tarantino.
Every listener
next week when we look at Francis Ford Coppola.
All right, guys. Guess what we're going to do right now? We're going to end this sucker. That's what we're going to do. How can we get out of this Tarantino style, huh, Bill?
Cut to the beginning.
Kill all the blacks and Jews.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Real life.
Jesus. Django.
Bill just said real life. Okay. Just redeemed yourself, sir. You just redeemed yourself. All right. Listen, find us wherever you find your podcast. Make sure you leave good comments. Spread the word about this podcast because it's damn better than most of the crap that's out there. That is for sure.
You spread the word because Chuck won't.
Please. Please do my job for me. Please. Find Seth. At Seth the Twit on Twitter. Find Bill at Flavor Department on Twitter. Find me at Chuck Nice Comic on Twitter and Instagram and every other place. And until next time, I'm Chuck Nice saying, if you got a problem, cough up the buck, you bitch.
Clowns to the left, me.
Jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck.